Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. This program is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, who's expanding its services to offer low-cost blood screenings all year round, now offering walk-in convenience to get the blood tests you want when you want them. MyLabs, patient-ordered testing, is available in Farmington at the hospital's laboratory and the Outpatient Diagnostic Center on 30th Street. Also in Aztec at San Juan Health Partners Family Medicine at 120 Llano Street. With nearly 20 tests available, there's an option for everyone. MyLabs, patient-ordered testing, a wellness service of San Juan Regional Medical Center. The material discussed in this program is for information purposes only. It is not intended to be used as a recommendation for investing or as legal advice. Each person has his or her specific situation, circumstance, and objective, and should consult their own personal advisor or counsel. Thursday morning here on KSJE, and joining me now from Citizens Trust and Investment Corporation to make sense of some of the economic news we've been hearing this week is Jason Calcode. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here, and a little bit of up and down, huh?
Yeah.
Things have calmed down so far.
The last couple days it's calmed down a little bit, but Monday was pretty bumpy. We hit another big one. I mean, we just can't get along with China.
I guess not. Well, and I guess everybody thought the trade talks were going well, and then they weren't.
Right. And then they
weren't. And here we are.
So last week, you know, we had where Trump basically upped all the tariffs on another $325 billion.
Yeah.
Like, threatened to do it anyways.
Right.
And so Monday we saw China retaliate.
Right.
And they actually announced retaliatory tariffs of about $60 billion worth of U.S. goods. And the most notable ones were frozen vegetables.
Which okay.
Apparently there's a big export market for that to China.
Who knew? But okay, right.
And then the other one was liquefied natural gas, which that's a big one.
I mean, no kidding.
We're having to pay tariffs on that already, and it's already trading so
low
right. And consistently low that that's, yeah. That was
well, we're looking for markets for our natural gas, are we not?
Exactly.
And so that, and
exactly.
China would be a big market if we could get into there.
If
so
we
anyways.
Could get into there, and if we could avoid paying tariffs on it, then we'd actually make some money on it. So,
and it's certainly very one-sided. We import much, much more things from China than they do from us.
Definitely. Mainly electronics. You know, we see people get hit really hard. We saw the chip makers kind of get hit hard, and the construction stocks get hit hard last week. So
I think Apple is a little nervous.
Apple's a little nervous.
Yeah,
they've been in the news a lot, and it hasn't really been positive.
Right.
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see where that goes. And it's not good for China either. I mean, you know, their currency, the yen, fell to the lowest point since December. And then the global reaction as well. There's a big slump, a little bit of a slump in oil that's happened over the past couple of weeks with these trade talks dominating the headlines.
Interesting. And I guess it's just a matter to say, and I'm sure it's part of the negotiating strategy, the president would probably say, to see who blinks first and to, you know, negotiate from strength and some of these other things that we keep hearing about. So, but
definitely.
These are two major economies, the two biggest in the world. Kind of just pushing back and forth on each other.
That's very true. And I've seen some analysts come out and say, you know, we haven't looked at the real history of this, but China's been a part of the World Trade Organization for a while now, but they've never really played by the rules. And the U.S. has always kind of been at a disadvantage when it comes to trade with some of these other countries that don't really play by the rules. So
right.
I think this is kind of strong-arming them, but it may be a little too much of a strong arm.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
Yeah.
But the market certainly reacted, right?
They did.
Monday, so we have a chart. Let me show you.
Nice. Okay.
There it is. Yeah. You can see a little dip, but it's coming back up.
It's coming back up. Yeah,
and
we had two positive days, but we had quite a dip on Monday. I think the S&P was down 2.4%.
Right.
And then the NASDAQ was down about 3.4%. The Dow Jones, again, about 2.4%.
Sure. But our line is still green, which means we're above where we were last
exactly.
year at this time.
Exactly.
So that's what we're showing. There's the S&P, everyone.
Yes.
And so nice. same type of trend.
Yep, kind of mirrors the Dow.
As you can see in NASDAQ, kind of same thing. But all three indexes show an upward trend.
Right. And here. To come back to what you said on Apple, I mean, that's part of the reason NASDAQ took the big hit. You've got these electronic companies that are do a lot of business in China.
Yeah.
And so well, sure. We'll see. Next up is the
G20. And that's their supply chain.
That's
exactly what we're talking about.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yep. So next up is the G20 meeting in Japan.
Right.
That's where the leaders of, 20 nations of the world kind of come together and try to talk about pressing global and economic financial issues.
Okay.
So we'll see if we can make some headway with China at the G20.
Maybe. That would be nice.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see what happens. No predictions.
No predictions.
You're not going to go there.
No, I don't blame you.
Okay. What else is going on? You mentioned oil was hit a little bit.
I did. Oil, it's kind of just holding steady at right above 60 right now. We're about 62.90 a barrel. But, to circle back to this trade war that we're seeing, it's really starting to take a toll on the U.S. economy, too. And we've seen inflation in the news a lot lately.
Okay.
The bond markets are kind of going haywire. They have ever since the yield curve inverted last year.
Right. We talked about that.
Right. They're kind of stuck in this limbo. The Fed did come out and note if the impacts of the tariffs do cause more of an economic slowdown, that they may resort to using the tools available to them. And that's mainly means cutting interest rates.
Interesting. But they're already pretty low. We were talking about that before we hit the air this morning.
Yeah, so historically low.
They can't cut them by much, I suppose.
Mm-mm.
So that's been the reason why they've been trying to raise them, I think, over the last few quarters, so they'd have a little wiggle room, I guess,
exactly,
in case they needed to cut them.
Exactly, yep.
And here we are. And I think they've revised some of their growth estimates down.
They have, yeah. The forecasts for growth are down. And then you can tell from watching the bond markets that the bond investors have, they've sharply increased their bets that the Fed is going to cut a rate this year.
Wow.
They're going to have a rate cut, which is so far removed from where we were 6 months ago.
No kidding.
So interesting to see how this, these two big economies butting heads is really starting to affect the local economy for each of them now.
And a lot of these things, these tariffs, I think, do take some time to get to market, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as these importers are dealing with them and who pays, there's been conflict about who actually pays for these things. Is it the importer? Do they pass along to the company? Does the company pass along to the consumers?
Right.
And so, again, if we see that hitting at the consumer level, that would drive up prices,
exactly,
which would drive up inflation,
mm-hmm,
I would assume.
Mm-hmm. So, it's uncertainty,
okay,
is the name of the game right now. And yeah, you're exactly right, though. And we'll have to see.
We'll see
how it goes.
All right. What's natural gas doing?
Natural gas is hanging around 260. It's been pretty flat for the year ever since our spike at the end of the fourth quarter. And then if you really want somewhere to go, if you need some shelter for all of this, gold is actually up a little bit. It's around 1300 an ounce right now.
Interesting.
So there is a safe haven if you're
right,
nervous on how much the market's moving around. The volatility index is way up. Uncertainty.
Right. But gold tends to weather some of these storms, I think, better than some of the other commodities and things, although we're not giving advice.
Nope.
But it is, if you look at historical charts, gold is kind of that safe haven where a lot of folks go.
It's a pretty steady eddy. There's been a few gold bubble bursts, but not anything detrimental.
Gotcha. You always have options for us.
That's right.
Options. All right. Excellent. Jason, thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Appreciate it very much. That's Jason Calcutt, everybody, from Citizens Trust and Investment Corporation, my guest every Thursday here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.